In today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, you know, for those that offer, you know, a cup to drink, you know, they will not lose the reward. You know, something very simple, and that reward is there. And straight after that, he goes into a warning. You know, if you cause the smallest to sin, it would have been better for a millstone around your neck and drowned. You know, it's better to cut off our arms, our legs, it's better to pluck out our eye than to allow those to sin. Because he warns us that if we continue to sin, if we hold on to those sins, if we do not root them out of our life, you know, we'll be thrown into the fiery Gehenna, you know, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. He's warning us about the eternal pains of hell, that if we do not follow him, if we do not root out that sin in our life, we have that chance of damnation. And so often in the world today, you know, we always like to think, you know, when we think of the last things, we all know we're going to die. And we like to think that everybody is going to go to heaven. But we know that, you know, the church teaches the four last things are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. You know, after our judgment, we'll either be going to heaven or we'll be going to hell. And so often, it's a hard thing for us to comprehend. You know, how could a merciful God allow people to go to hell? How could a loving God allow people to go to hell? How could he place people there? But we know that from our free will, we have that choice. We have that choice to accept our Lord and to follow him, or we have that choice to deny him, to deny that love that he has offered us. And we just have to look at the angels, and we know that a third of the angels denied God, and they fell. They were kicked out of heaven, out of their own choice. In the same way, you know, we can choose not to love our God. We can choose to walk away. And so often, it's because we do not want to root out those places in our life that cause us to sin. You know, Jesus is telling us, you know, if our hand causes us to sin, to cut it off, doesn't mean that, you know, our hand is causing us to sin. It's saying that whatever is in our life that causes us to sin, we have to root it out of our life, because it's better for us to take those things out of our life so that we can have that love of God in our life, that we can obtain heaven and avoid the pains of hell. Now, I remember Jeff Caven one time was talking about overcoming pornography, and he said so often guys will say, you know, I keep on falling every time, you know, at night I open up the laptop. And he says, you just have to smash the laptop. It kind of seems extreme to a lot of people, taking a laptop, smashing it to overcome this sin. But our salvation is at stake. You know, if we're attached to a sin that much, you know, we have to get rid of that. You know, if we're an alcoholic, we don't go to the bar because we know that we'll be tempted. We might fall back into drinking, and we stay away from that. You know, we all have different sins that affect us more than other people, and it's looking at how we can root that out of our life. You know, if it's gossip that we struggle with, is it the people that I'm around? Is it the way that I interact with people that leads me to gossip about others? Do I have to leave a certain group so that I do not continue to fall into this sin? If it's hard for me to make it to Mass, you know, what is causing that? So that I can root that out of my life, and I can put God back in. But it's something that we always have to be working on. Asking our Lord know, where are those places that I have to root out of my life? It's not an easy thing for us to do. It's not a pleasant thing for us to think about. You know, getting rid of these things in our life, you know, we might have to change what we do. You know, it's easy for us, you know, to continue to do what we always do. It's hard for us to take those things out of our life. You know, what could be neutral for somebody could be bad for somebody else. And just because somebody else does something does not mean that we have to do it. And we can even think of, you know, the things that we subject ourselves to every day. You know, whether it's the music we listen to, is that causing us to sin? You know, are the lyrics suggestive? Does it use foul language? Does it use the Lord's name in vain and cause us to do the same? And do we have to change what kind of music we listen to? Do I get caught up in the TV programs that everybody's watching, even though that they're not wholesome, they cause me to sin? Or I have to go and see the newest movie, even though I know it's not good? You know, these are all things that we can root out of our life so that we can live more for our Lord. You know, so often we tell ourselves that we need these things. You know, we can tell ourselves, you know, we need to watch the news. We need to read the newspaper so we know what's going on in the world. But we see the negativity that it brings into our life. And we can get caught up, and we have to have it every day. And it's just causing us to sin more and more. You know, taking something out of that, like that, out of our life, you know, at first might seem drastic, but after we've taken it out of our life and we've lived that way for a while, we see the freedom that we have. We see the freedom that our Lord gives us. So we're no longer tied down to that sin. But it's reminding ourselves, you know, our whole life here is a pilgrimage. And every day we have that choice. We have that choice to choose our Lord, or we have that choice to choose ourselves since they say no to our Lord. Our Lord has given us the choice of eternal happiness in heaven with Him. He's calling us to that each and every day, calling us to that life of holiness. Or we could choose to say no to Him, yes to those sins in our life, refuse to root them out, and we could be damned for eternity. But our Lord is a merciful Lord. He knows that we are sinful. He knows that we have trouble. But He wants us to always go to Him. Now, He gave us the great gift of confession, you know, so that we can go examine what our sins are in our life, be forgiven of those places that we have said no to Him, and that we can start anew, that we can try again, that we can say yes to Him and no to the lies of the evil one. And little by little, you know, the more that we go to confession, the easier it is to root out those sins in our life, the easier it is to say yes to God, because we are getting those graces that we can only receive in that sacrament. Now, the sacrament contains graces beyond measure. And so often, we don't go there. Whether it's we think that we're fine, whether we lie to ourselves and say, you know, there is no hell, or I'll just be fine. You know, our Lord wants us to have His mercy. He wants us to join Him. He wants us to root out those sins. He wants us to cut away those areas in our life that are taking us away from Him. But it's answering that call. You know, we don't want those eternal torments. We want that love and mercy that only our Lord can give us. It's answering that call each and every day, saying no to that sin in our life, and yes to the call of our Lord, yes to his love, saying that I want your love in my life, and I want to spend an eternity in the presence of your love.